For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Good Thursday morning. It is April 8th, year of our Lord, 2021. My name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty the Body.
And we are live on the Miguel and Holly and the Hot 101.5 Facebook page. We'd love for you to hop on so we can say hi to you and you can say hi to us.
Hi!
And we can know where you are listening from.
Yeah.
Holly, how are you doing this morning?
I got the senioritis. I'm just going to say it early in the morning so I don't have to say it later because this is completely gratuitous.
Yes.
Doesn't help one single soul.
No.
No.
I have tomorrow off.
Ooh. Yeah. So what is interesting is that usually if one of us takes off, then we can just sort of take the responsibilities of the other person and we just keep the show going.
Yeah.
But then, Scott, you're going out of town tomorrow.
Heck
as well.
Heck yeah. I'm out of here.
You got that senioritis too?
Oh, well, yeah, but I got a lot of work to do today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm going all day long today.
Oh, well, because of that, I can't do this by myself. So I was like, I get a day off.
What are you going to do with it?
I have like literally nothing planned because my fiance, Abe, he's going on a biking trip with some friends that they do this really cool charity bike ride in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're doing this like crazy trail somewhere up in North Florida this weekend. It's been planned for a while, but I didn't know that this was happening where you two were taking some time off at the same time. And so I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm just be at home relaxing.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Some of my friends, they were like, well, do you want to come over? Do you want some? And I was like, no, I'm fine.
No.
I'm fine.
Enjoy your time off.
I'll
alone.
Be at home by myself. I'm good.
Oh.
I'm good.
Maybe you need a new murder show to watch. You watch a lot of murder.
There's so much murder in the house.
I do. There is. Let me tell you this. If there's any murder documentary, serial killer documentary, just slide up in my DMs and let me know about it at Miguel Fuller.
Sounds really healthy.
Thank you. Holly, so what do you have planned for your vacation time?
Okay, so I'm just writing down save that because that's a new promo. character development. So tomorrow we're going to wake up. Like, we're going to take our time.
Yeah.
And me and my person are going to go over to Orlando, and we're going to go to Universal, and we're going to go to Harry Potter.
Yes.
Like, I have been there, right? But, like, every time, it's like the first time. I never get tired of the magic. I never... And it was announced a couple weeks ago that the Food and Wine Fest got extended.
Ooh.
So snap.
We're sneaking into, like, the last weekend of the Food and Wine Fest at Universal, which I have never been to.
Mm.
I don't even know. Like, I'm assuming, you know, you can get, like, one of those passes where you go and get the different samples of things.
Yes.
And we were giving away stuff like that on the air a couple weeks ago, too. So I'm really psyched about that. And then, I don't, like, there's some things planned. Like,
mm-hmm.
We usually go to Dave and Buster's at some point.
And
love there's going to be, like, pool days. So, and we're staying in our favorite hotel.
Shingle Creek?
Yes. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Oh, sorry. No.
Oh, yeah. Nobody heard
it's
that.
It's your secret.
It's fine.
But it finally opened back up after the pandemic, and it's like, we're just going to go be welcomed by a friend.
I love it.
I'm just so pumped to now just have some time off. It's going to be great.
Now, Scott, what are you doing on your time off coming up?
So, I'm going on a boys' trip over to, like, an Airbnb in, like, the middle of the state. It's, like, on a lake. It's just a house. I just, like, my vision was I wanted to get away. And at first, I wanted to go to the mountains. Didn't have enough time for that. But we found an Airbnb that's just, like, away from everything. Just chilling at the house, going to have some drinks, good conversations, kayaking,
ooh.
And a lot of relaxing. And a hot tub. There needed to be a hot tub.
Yes.
I told my friends, I was like, do not search anything if it doesn't have a hot tub.
Amen to that.
I want to sit in there.
Are these college friends or are these like new friends?
These are college friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you playing drinking games?
Probably. We plan on doing some wild bleep.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
There's some people that like don't usually turn up, but they're like, we're going to do this and this. I'm like, y'all, I'm just literally trying to sit in the hot tub and sip on some wine.
No,
but you know,
you cannot be sipping on wine on a boys' weekend in a cabin in the woods.
Best get some time to sip on some wine.
Okay, you can do that Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Okay, I will.
That's a breakfast wine. So basically, you need to play all the drinking games because I'm just going to be honest with you. the amount of time that you play drinking games as an adult is basically zero.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
I've played drinking games. They were always with people that were younger than me because, again, that's who plays them.
Right.
But I always loved them because it's so fun.
Mm.
And so if you can, squeeze in some something this
week. Yes, relive those glory days.
Yay, I will. Okay, I like it. I'm excited now.
It is so fun. I love that. All right, it is 5:56. Holly, what is our Tampa Bay train wreck?
Okay, so this woman here, of course, in Florida. Where was this? They don't exactly say where it was, but it doesn't matter.
We claim them all.
It was Tampa Bay.
Of course.
It was Tampa Bay. So this woman did one of those car test drives. And you know a lot of dealerships are doing it where you take a solo test drive. COVID right. times, whatever. They don't have the salesperson in the back seat with you or whatever. So anyway, she did a solo test drive. Well, she never came back.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
Never came back with the car.
Right.
But they were able to find her.
Of course.
Can you figure out how?
Oh.
877-999-1015. Call us up to make a guess for our Tampa Bay train wreck. And just for guessing, you're going to get some Miguel and Holly swag. We will take your guesses next. So, Cyrus in Hudson, what sort of work do you do?
I do road construction, land development.
Ooh, and that is hot.
It's hot.
That's some hardcore work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hot. I've been in it since I was 18 years old, so I do know more of the supervisor portion instead of the labor. But
okay.
Either way, it's a pain in the ass whether you're working or you're doing a lot of paperwork. Pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the men and women that do that sort of job, because my fiance Abe, for a time, before he started his painting company, he worked for a HVAC company where they would go
around
Florida. And so they'd be on a lot of construction sites.
Oh, God.
And some of the stories some of the things that people talk about, like it's a very interesting profession with some very colorful characters that I'm sure you see all the time, Cyrus.
Oh, well, that's a very interesting way to put it as far as very colorful characters. you guys are off the chain, man.
He's like, that's not what we call them, but
yeah, right. That was me like trying to tiptoe around it and be very nice about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Very radio professional. I love it.
Well, let's get to this Tampa Bay train wreck. Holly, what you got?
All right. So there was this woman right here in the Tampa Bay area, Winter Haven, in fact, who went for a test drive. Brand new 2021 Chevy Equinox is what she was test driving.
Fancy.
It's very nice. And so she went to the dealership. And right now, during COVID times, they're not doing ride-alongs when they do a test drive. So she solo went for a test drive. Never came back. After like 2 hours, they're like, well... I think she took a wrong turn too far.
All the wrong turns.
They were able, however, to find and arrest her. And how did they figure that out? How did they do that?
Before we get to your guest, Cyrus, Scott, what do you think?
I think she got thirsty along her drive and decided to go through like a McDonald's drive-thru and get like a sweet tea.
Mm.
Saw her in the window. She's like, ma'am, that is not your car.
Yep, they were on the lookout.
Sweet tea. Cyrus, what do you think?
Man, I think she was like just on a stroll enjoying a new car, the new smell. And they're like, let's pull the GPS up and get her butt.
Mm. Oh, GPS. That's true.
That makes sense.
They're basically computers now when you're what you're driving.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to guess that she wanted to joyride and show off. And so she got on Instagram Live or Facebook Live and was like, ooh, look at this. And then people were like,
oh, Lord.
Ma'am, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
All right. All of you actually have very good guesses.
Oh.
Not so much the sweet tea. That wasn't that great of a guess.
That was a good guess.
But Cyrus gets it. It was OnStar.
Oh.
They were like, activate it. And they was like, I don't think this is actually what happened, but in my dramatic reenactment, they were like, she is on the corner of 66 and 17th. And they were just like, please dispatch a patrol car. Thank you.
We got you, ma'am.
Yeah. So okay. She was arrested.
Let's just go get her.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Cyrus, thank you for calling in. Hold on for 1 second so we can get your information, okay?
All right, guys. Love y'all, man. Have a good day.
You too.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.